Now we are on the Trending 55 Newsroom's hot seat with McKenzie County Reeve Josh Kennelson. And first off, Mr. Reeve, as always, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
It's always a pleasure, Kenny.
All right, so I guess first off is that we see that McKenzie County, specifically the areas of Lacrete, have seen an increased number of COVID cases, and you had a chance to post about some of them. Overall, what were you hoping to find out, and what have you learned?
Well, I guess there's a lot of people that reached out to me with their experiences, so I thought, okay, well, you know what, this is good, so I'll try to gather as much as I can. Because there seems to be a lot of focus on the number of cases, and very little focus on the rest of it. And it's a much bigger story than what the number of cases is. I mean, it's very concerning, obviously, when you have a pandemic like this going on. But it's also important that we take and we look at everything. We need to look at the big picture, the whole picture.
Yeah, fair enough. And I know one of the things that you've commented about is, say, the effect it's had on the economy, as well as, needless to say, the effect it's having on mental health. At least based on the people that you've talked to, or at least people in the community up there in Lacrete, Fort Vermilion, anywhere in the county, is there like an overall feeling of like sadness and like mental health anguish over what this pandemic has caused?
Well, that's something that nobody really wants to talk about, right? But yes, it is. It is. There have been people that are really others. It's a growing concern. It's very concerning, which is why I posted what I did. It wasn't to belittle anybody that was afraid of COVID, or because there are people. Like, I have friends that have friends that are in hospital right now with it. Like, I'm not. That was not the intent. Was to make light of COVID, but it was to draw attention to, okay, what with all the restrictions and with all the precautions that we're taking. What is the aftermath of that? What kind of effects are created by doing so? And the effects are huge. Like I said, I don't have the numbers for how many people have overdosed since restrictions came into place, be it restrictions or even CERB checks. I mean, you give somebody money that hasn't worked for it, you're hurting the country, you're hurting the economy, but you're hurting that individual more than anybody. There are people absolutely that needed that check and were very deserving of it. But there were people that were hurt more by receiving that money than if they would have not. So, I mean, it's I guess what my intent was is to open people's eyes, to take a look at everything and not just focus on what the numbers were, and to have people that had actually gone through it. It wasn't me speaking. It was the people that had gone through it, had tested positive, and what their experience had been. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's the people that have gone through it that should probably get a little bit of a voice instead of somebody projecting what will happen if we don't do this or that.
Fair enough. And in saying that, too, we see that at least over this past week that there were quite a few cases up there, and they're starting to drop down a bit. Are people concerned about the number of cases, or do you sense more of a concern from the people that you've talked to? Is it about the cases, or is it more about, as we were discussing, the issues around the cases, like, you know, for example, suicides, overdoses, mental health, and those effects? What do you find that people up there are more concerned about?
Well, it depends on where you go and who you talk to, but majority of people are learning, I think, that, wow, yeah, this is mental health, and all these addiction problems are becoming actually a huge problem, and something that we need to look at, and something that, even though it's not quite as, it doesn't make the headlines, and it doesn't sound quite as sexy as a swab test does, but it's something that we need to start talking about as well.
Yeah, and I know one thing that you would say, and you put this in capital letters, and I think it goes back to something that we do if we're feeling sick with the cold, the flu, stomach virus, anything. If you, and I'll already quote it, if you are not feeling good, stay home in capital letters, and I think that's something that, and that seems to be a key point that you wanted to make on that post.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that's never changed. I remember when I had grandparents in the lodge years ago, when we had planned on going there, all of a sudden somebody wasn't feeling well, we stayed home. Or if there was a big family function where the grandparents were supposed to come out to, and there was people that weren't feeling well, those people just chose to stay home. And that's something that's always been there. That's something that isn't new, and that's something that has always been practiced for most part, and should continue to be practiced right now as well. And even more importantly now, as this is a little bit more serious than just a regular flu is.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Also, I guess as well is that. I'm just, you know, you kind of look at it. We talked about all the other issues, and then obviously we've heard things about like the east side of the river versus the west side of the river. Is one of those comments was say, do you think it's any better or worse on any side of the river? I always like to think that when it's talked about, we're all in this together.
Well, I would like to think so. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I got friends and family in pretty much every single community in northern Alberta, from pretty much Grand Prairie north. So yeah, we are all in this together. It's saddening sometimes to see people try to take advantage of a situation like this. And I think it's up to everybody to take the high ground, because there's people from each and every community that say negative things, and it's up for us to take and decipher that and say, you know what, they're not speaking on behalf of everybody. We all have family and friends pretty much spread out throughout the north. We are all in this together, and together we will get through this.
Awesome, Mr. Reeve. Those are all the questions I have, unless you'd like to add something that I may have forgotten.
No, just wish everybody all the best, and we will push through this, and we will be all right.